Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The slow process of the U.S. government to eventually nationalize private retirement account assets recently took two significant steps. I've warned my readers for more than the past decade that these retirement accounts were just such a large pile of assets that the government would not keep its hands off them forever. In late 2008, the House Committee on Education and Labor held a hearing during which the main point was to change private retirement programs so that they would be required to own only U.S. government bonds paying a 3% inflation-indexed return. Once a worker retired, these bonds would then be converted into an annuity so that, upon the death of the retiree, the U.S. government and not the heirs would own the residual assets. As discussed in this hearing, anticipated public resistance prevented immediate mandatory adoption of this plan. Instead, proponents advocated several intermediate steps leading to the final result. At first, retirement plans would be required to offer an option for an annuity. Then the option to convert assets into U.S. government bonds would be voluntary. Finally, it would become mandatory that all private retirement assets would have to be surrendered to the U.S. government to be replaced with U.S. government bonds. In September 2010, the Departments of Labor and Treasury held hearings on requiring all private plans to offer retirees an option to elect an annuity. Almost 5 months ago, I alerted my readers and listeners that additional steps toward nationalizing private retirement account assets could occur. That prediction has now come true. In the political wrangling over raising the federal debt ceiling, the Treasury started borrowing funds from the Federal Employees Retirement Program in order to continue deficit spending. I can see the political argument now. Why should federal employees be the only workers whose retirement assets are temporarily loaned to the U.S. government to help avert a fiscal crisis? Why not force private retirement plans to carry their fair share? The next step occurred on May 18. Senators Herb Kohl and Mike Enzi introduced the Savings Enhancement by Alleviating Leakage in 401k Savings Act of 2011, which is now Senate Bill 1020. Senator Kohl noted that 401k plans in total are currently underfunded by $6.6 trillion. This problem is getting worse because approximately 28% of 401k assets consist of loans made to the beneficiaries. In today's difficult economy, more people are seeking such loans, and a growing number of these debtors are defaulting on repayment of these loans. These defaults are described as leakage that is reducing the amount of assets available to pay retirement benefits. While this new legislation provides some extended repayment relief for those borrowers from their 401k plans who have lost their jobs, the basic point of the bill is to restrict the ability of retirement plan beneficiaries to borrow against their future retirement benefits. Make no mistake, the provisions of this bill, under the pretense of supposedly helping to protect future retirement benefits, are really making it more difficult for people to gain access to what are supposedly their assets. Unfortunately, if Senate Bill 1020 becomes law, such a move will be one more bit of evidence of the U.S. government's bankruptcy and the shakiness of the value of the U.S. dollar. These two steps towards nationalizing private retirement account assets are simply more reasons to do what you can to move your assets out of the U.S. dollar and beyond the reach of the U.S. government. Owning physical gold and silver in your direct possession are among alternatives to gain this self-protection. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.